Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight. It is a process where we use our, God uses our everyday life to refine us, to prove us, to stretch us, to make us, to extend us, to build us up in our most holy faith. And this walk is a walk that we can't plan out. It's not a walk that we could say what will happen, but it's a walk of faith. It is a walk where we are learning how to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every single day, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, until we are free from ourselves, from the things that come to entangle, to bind, to try to break us. We are free in the sense that when we see him, we will finally be as he is. But as we're living here in the earth, as we're walking, we're being changed. We're becoming more like him. We're acting more like him. We're having the mind of him, because the word of God lets us know that we are to be transferred by the renewing of our mind. As we renew our mind, the more in the word of God, we tear down every vain imagination. We bring every thought into captivity to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Anything that would try to exalt itself and say that it's Lord over our life, greater than our God, or greater than the Word, we tear it down, not allowing the enemy to coil in our mind, even as Paul says in the book of Corinthians to the Corinth church. We don't allow him to coil his thoughts into our mind, and his thoughts becoming our thoughts. We are thinking the thoughts which are above, those heavenly thoughts, those things pertaining to the kingdom, those things that are edifying and exhorting, those things that come and flow from the throne of God. So our walk and our process of faith is a great one, because it causes us and commands us to grow in our relationship with the Lord, grow in our testimony, grow in our experience of learning who God is in every great and way that we experience our life. We see God another way, because he becomes the rested one. He becomes the I am of our life. We see him in greater facets. So our testimony, our overcoming testimony in him grows, becomes more. We see the demonstration of God in our life in a greater way, and we ourselves become a blessing, not only to our own family, but to generations. We become a blessing to every race, every creed, every color, because as we live as a worship unto God, our daily life, under the grace and the knowledge of who he is, according to the word, as we live in his power and in his strength, we are the life and the light, and we draw that light shines and draws people and causes them to be curious about us. And when they're curious about us, they're curious about our God. And as we begin to live even greater and testify and tell of his goodness, we draw other people to want to know our God, because our life is not lived like everybody else, like the ordinary. It's lived in the extraordinary realm of faith, where we see the word be proven in our life continuously. We've been talking about individuals in the Bible, seeing them not as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living in a different time, living in a different century. But we're seeing the word of God be manifest in their life, and we see them as everyday individuals, not just someone that God just called so specially anointed, but they were people that God chose. And the word of God lets us know that we've been chosen by God. From the foundations of the earth, we were chosen. And since he's chosen us, he's called us to a purpose and a plan greater than what we could ever call or choose for ourselves. And God loves unlikely candidates. He likes to choose the people that everybody else would never choose. And he anoints them, fills them, heals them, and uses them for his glory. So I love it, because God has chosen me. He's chosen you, unlikely people, for the glory of his purpose and his plan. So these individuals did not always make the best choices. They always didn't follow the plan. They always did not do according to what God had commanded, but it did not refute or stop the word of God. What God had spoken for their life was so powerful that it would surely come to pass, that their failures did not stop the word, because God himself swore by himself that if he did not do what he said to Abraham, if he didn't carry out his covenant promise, then he would come down off the throne and let Abraham become God. But God knew that powerful enough to watch over every word that he speaks and perform it. It doesn't matter how many years has gone by. God will do exactly what he said. His word is powerful enough. It covers the multitude of our sins. And that's what we see in the demonstration of the people that have gone before us and the people that are in the word of God. We see the word coming to pass because God covered their failures. He had a plan that was greater than their faults. He knew that his son was going to come and his son was going to pay the price. So he was able to be appeased by animal sacrifices until his son came. The Bible lets us know that before the foundations of the world, that Jesus was already, in the mind of God, crucified. He was already slain. So when God was looking at people who were imperfect, he already saw the slain blood of Jesus. He already saw the price paid, and the appeasing only covered in the earth that which they should have been justifiably received the punishment that they should have in the earth, but God allowed the blood to cover that until his son came to fulfill all in all. We've been looking at those individuals and seeing ourselves walking through the process of there and our own faith walk, and it's awesome because God does something absolutely wonderful as we trust him every single day. We're going to talk a little bit today about the seeds that we sow. The word of God lets us know that whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. And we know and understand that to be true and evident in the things that we do as far as sowing our tithes and our offering. We love to hear that we're sowing into the kingdom, or we're sowing into the purpose of God, and God is going to bring a harvest. Yes, that is also true, but there are also other seeds that we sow in our life that also produce. Whatever we sow in word, action, thought, or deed is a seed, and that seed is going to bring forth a harvest. It can come in your marriage, in your relationship with someone, in your family, in your dedication, in your diligence, in your integrity, in how you run your business or how you operate on the job with your boss or your other peers. Everything that we do is a seed. When we sow something, there is going to be a harvest, whether we expect it or not, because that seed that is sown has a purpose like everything else, and that purpose has got to come fast. Even sin has a purpose. Even sin has a purpose. The word of God lets us know that it brings forth death. Sin brings forth death. So even sin has a purpose. It's going to bring forth death. It's going to succeed in someone's life and bring it forth death because they've sown into the flesh, they've sown sin, they've sown destruction, and that which they've sown is coming back. So it is with everyone, whether in word, thought, or deed, actions, we reap something that we have sown. That's why we are to make sure that what we're sowing is righteous, that in our thought life, that what we're sowing, because if we're sowing, if the enemy is putting thoughts in our mind that are not godly, or we're allowing our own fear or what's happening to us, the things that we're not healed from, the things that we're still going through, the place where we're stuck, the place of grief or despair, if we're allowing that to breed and to bring forth a seed, that seed is going to produce something, because to everything there's a purpose, there's a season. There's a season for everything. And if we stay and remain in the season too long, a harvest is going to come that we're going to reap. So we have to make sure that whatever we're sowing is righteous. We want that to come back to us in a greater way. And we cannot make temporary decisions. We cannot make permanent decisions on a temporary situation. We cannot allow the pressure or the temptation of what we're going through or what we're facing or what might be. Sometimes it hasn't even come to pass in our life. It's the threat of what might be. It can force us into making a permanent decision, sowing something that will permanently bring a harvest in our life in a temporary situation. Those situations are subject to change at any time. And if we walk by faith and not by sight and continue to speak and decree the word of God and call those things that be not as though they were, we can change our situation because God is for us and he hears us when we pray, when we call on him. The Bible lets us know that. We believe that we seek after God, if we diligently want him, that he is a rewarder of those that seek after him. There's no way I can seek God's will in God's way. And even in my testing, not see an answer come up, not see a door come up, not see even encouragement come up from the Lord saying, even in this, wait, be of good courage, or I'm with you. Whatever it is, he's going to show up and he's going to provide an answer if I seek after him by faith and not by emotions and not by someone else's testimony, but by my own faith, begin to desire and want God. So even in that, we have to be careful that we make sure that we're not sending forth seeds that will produce a harvest that's going to show up in our tomorrow. Because we're planting today, and we're going to receive a harvest tomorrow. So what we plant today is going to be the evidence of what we've sown. If we have not sown diligence and endurance in some things, then that's going to show up in the fruit or the harvest that we have. If we have not shown some faithfulness, then that's going to show up in the harvest tomorrow. If we have not sown faith, then that's going to show up. So we need to make sure that in word, thought, actions, and deeds, we're sowing the right thing, that we're even commanding our mind, let the mind of Christ be in us, that we pull down the thoughts that will try to produce something that's going to show up in our tomorrow, that our actions, what we do, it is something that looks like, represent, and that God, but it's also good that whatever we're doing on the job, that we're not sowing discord, that we're not the gossipers, that we're not the one that's going behind the boss's back and underhandedly moving against them, that everything that we do, we're sowing the right thing. Because even on the job, we're supposed to sow good, even if the boss does not give us that good or does not give us the same accolades that we think we deserve. We're still supposed to be doing good. Joseph sowed his goodness, sowed good, even to people that benefited from what he sowed. He sold his life to make sure that his father's house ran well and that his father's house was blessed and that everything looked righteously. When he went into Potiphar's house, he sold that same thing on a greater level, on a greater degree in Potiphar's house. That the only thing Potiphar had to worry about is what he was going to eat for that day. Potiphar prospered off of what Joseph did, and he never gave credit to Joseph. He himself prospered off of the work that Joseph did. Even when he went and Joseph went to the king's prison, the same thing happened. He made someone else look good. He made the person that was in charge of the prison look good because he ran it for him. Even when he went to Pharaoh's house, he blessed Pharaoh's house. Pharaoh prospered because of Joseph. It did not say that Joseph was the one that was recognized for Pharaoh's prosperity. But we understand that it was because of Joseph. And even Pharaoh understood that. He understood that because Joseph was there, that God was with him and God had blessed him. Every one of these people knew that Joseph was the blessing to their life. Even if Joseph never got recognition or credit for what he was, God honored his sacrifice and rewarded him and blessed him. So you cannot sow something contrary and God not bless you for sowing that which is right, which is good, which is righteous, which is holy. He's going to make sure that you receive the harvest of what you've sowed, of what you've given. If you've given love, if you've given respect, if you've given it, and right now it doesn't look like you're getting it back, don't be dismayed. God is not mocked. God will give you what you need. Sometimes the seed of righteousness, the seed of doing good, the seed of what you're going to get a harvest for, it doesn't feel fair or feel right at that moment that your integrity or that moment that you have to make a decision that is not favorable with everyone else, but you know it's the will of God. It doesn't look right or doesn't seem right or feel good at that very moment. But if you endure the process, the harvest is going to show up. And it's going to speak. It's going to testify to the thing that you've sown. It's going to testify to your diligence. Even as we look at the book of Esther, and we see, even in that we see that Mordecai didn't get the blessing at that time when he saved the king's life. It showed up later. So I'm reminded to let you know, no matter what you're sowing, if you're sowing righteous seed, even if it's not showing up right now in your life, God is not mocked. It's going to show up with the reward, with the harvest, with the blessing, with the recognition, with the door, with the answer, whatever it is, it's going to show up in your life, and it's going to be a blessing, not only to you, to everything connected to you. whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. Do not allow your head, the enemy, the flesh, or even time to make you move out of your season for doing it your way. Don't try to bless yourself. Let God be the blesser of your life. Do it his way. Sow the seed that can give a harvest and that God will get glory out of in heaven and in earth. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life. I pray that you've been encouraged in this 15-minute of empowerment. Be blessed and know that your season will produce the harvest that you sow. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you here next week for another 15 minutes of empowerment. Be blessed.